sanctions, a blunt tool that will mainly hurt ordinary workers. Having ruled out direct military intervention into Ukraine, Western governments have instead increased weapon supplies to Ukraine's government and applied punitive economic sanctions on the Russian state. These new sanctions are targeted at oligarchs and Russian banks, including barring the latter from the SWIFT international payment system. The Nord Stream gas pipeline from Russia to Germany has also been put on hold by Berlin. Although it seems that Western governments will not block Russia's profitable oil and gas exports. Nonetheless, cutting off financial and technical links to world markets will hurt Russia's economy. However, sanctions are a blunt instrument that will hurt ordinary Russians more than Putin and the oligarchs that surround him. Already Russian banks have massively increased domestic interest rates as the ruble collapses in value internationally. The workers' movement internationally should oppose sanctions by capitalist states, which will hit working-class people in Russia hardest. Russia has a smaller GDP, total output, than Italy, and has an average standard of living of less than a quarter of that of people in the UK. Crippling sanctions against Iraq in the 1990s failed to unseat dictator Saddam Hussein, but they did pauperize ordinary Iraqis and undermined their health system. In recent years, Moscow has taken action to alleviate further possible sanctions. The economy is more self-sufficient after meat, fruit, vegetables, and dairy exports were banned when sanctions were imposed in 2014 following the annexation of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula by Putin's military. The power of Siberia gas pipeline to China is another example of diversification by the Russian state, with power of Siberia to already approved by Putin. Russia has also used earnings from oil and gas exports to build substantial financial reserves. It has foreign currency reserves of about $500 billion and very low levels of national debt by international standards. Sanctions against Russia can cut both ways. Russia provides 40% of the EU's oil and coal, and 20% of its gas. Western countries are looking for alternative sources, but a cut in supplies would lead to even higher energy prices for businesses and homes, accelerating existing deep problems in the European and world economy. Disrupting wheat exports from Russia would also increase prices and food insecurity worldwide. Russia is also a supplier of key components for global manufacturing, including car parts, and cutting these supplies will have far-reaching consequences for both industry and the economy.